All right, I want to welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Line. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and of all the calls that I look forward to, this one today is by all means one of my more favorite ones, because it's less about me and more about the power of what Nikan has to offer, both our members and our wellness consultants, and the fact that when you... But let me put it this way. It's been said many times. It's not about when we get into Nikan. It's when Nikan gets into us. And the power of a testimony of what this company does for us, whether it's a life or death or one foot in the grave story of what the products have done, or the business opportunity, or our incredible two-day training called Humans Being More, the power of what Nikan has enabled us to live and enjoy is unparalleled to anything that's out there. And I come across people, just this last week came across three other people in other network marketing opportunities, and they just, they may talk about, in my first week I made this much money, but that's about it. And there's nothing else that is more powerful than when there's a complete balance, as we have in the five pillars of health. So we've got a few people lined up today to share their stories and their experience of what Nikan has done for them. And most people, when they say, well, what's your Nikan story, what's your Nikan testimony, they're going to immediately go back to what happened with them physically. So I'm going to remind everybody up front, I can't say none of us, because some of us on the call are medical professionals, but I'm not a doctor. And so I have always prefaced everything by saying that, you know, anything that I may share with you, although that was my experience or someone I knew their experience, we can't make any medical claims. Any results that people derive from this company and the products are purely coincidental. We just seem to have about 100% coincidences every time someone uses the product if, and this is the big if they're open-minded enough to actually believe that they're going to receive the benefits. And it's like our pastor said last week, that people will rise to your expectation level. And if we expect it to happen, it's bottom line going to happen. So, but let me just kick things off real quick. Julie Clark, who is a nurse up in Connecticut, couldn't be on the call, but she wrote just a short paragraph, and I thought I would share it as we jump in here. And she simply said that my husband's celiac disease, which is severe allergy to wheat gluten, is very much better taking the lactoferrin gold, and he's never without the power patch on his bad thumb. He experienced a greater than 10 on the pain level scale, and it comes down to a tolerable 2. And his feet, suffering from diabetic neuropathy, are no longer in pain with the mag strides. He is my walking testimony. And then this is the classic that Julie added in her last sentence that I thought was amazing. After 7 years of osteopenia, it took less than a year of taking the osteodense for my bone density to become normal. I thought that was pretty powerful. So, hey, let's jump in from hearing from you guys. Let's start off with Ron Jennings, or otherwise known to us as Mater, in South Carolina. Ron is one of those people that's had a few heart challenges over the last decade or so. So, Ron, take it away. Share your story.
Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be on the call. Thanks for having me. I went 2 years. Got feedback there.
It happens with the live call, so go ahead, Ron.
Yeah. Okay, I had 4 heart attacks in 06. I had 2 in February and 2 in May. And I weaned myself off of all my prescription drugs and didn't tell my cardiologist anything about it. And I was debating on when to tell him, so after 2 years went by, I told him. And I had to go to the doctor every 4 months for blood work, which is normal when you're taking prescription drugs. And everything was good, except for a little high cholesterol, which is nothing new because I've been battling that for 35 years. Then after I told him in February of 09, I hadn't been on any of my meds for 2 years, he wanted to give me a stress test to check me out and make sure everything was okay. Well, when I had the stress test, passed it okay. I walked about 8.5 minutes in my cardio strides and no problem. So went back a week later for the results. results. And he walked into the room and had the results in his hand. He looked at me and he said, "Now, you told me you hadn't been on any meds in 2 years." He said, "Well, looking at these results, I see no reason why you should be taking any prescriptions. And I want to see you in 6 months to check your blood, and you continue taking your Neekin nutritionals." Then I asked him why he wanted to see me in 6 months to check my blood because I wasn't having any problems. He said, "Well, this will just give you more credibility for your business." And well, that was a good thing. And I have no problems whatsoever.
And so you're cutting now. Of course, you're utilizing the whole Neekin wellness home, but you're cutting a lot of that as far as what you're putting in your body, the Neekin nutritionals.
Yes, that's correct. I take just about all the nutritionals Neekin has in my wellness home, too. So everything works together.
Okay. And Ron, one last thing I have to ask here is because I've been with you in your home state there of South Carolina, and I pretty much know that you guys are not on the top of the list as far as eating habits, and I'm not making fun of you. I'm just stating for the record. But I'm going to guess you still enjoy Southern cooking on a rare occasion, right?
Oh, yes, of course. My wife is a good cook, and if I ate like she cooked, I would be kind of heavyweight.
So I think that adds more credibility to the story because that, if you were eating the life of a vegan, then people could say, well, it's because of your lifestyle and your diet. Well, that's the benefit of our nutritional. So, Ron, thank you so much for sharing. Let's jump up to Minnesota. Colleen Thomas is with us, and she has a pretty amazing story from her grandson.
Yes, good morning, Vance. And actually,
morning.
I'm from Iowa, Dunkerton, Iowa, but I met you in Minnesota at Humans
right.
and More.
Okay, that's right. I'm sorry, in Iowa. Okay.
Yes, in Iowa. Well, these testimonials, I have a lot of them from myself and also family and friends, but these are the newest ones with our little grandson. And these testimonials are actually some that our daughter used on their newborn son. And first thing was with her, after delivery, I gave our daughter a rollout with the Mag Creator, and she said, "Oh my goodness." And I said, "What?" And she said she could immediately feel her uterus contracting and helping to pull it back to normal sooner. And so she was, that was neat. And she was back into some of her pre-pregnancy genes within about 1 week after delivery, which is pretty neat.
That's huge. I mean, we have several friends that I'm with at a reunion this weekend, and, kids are, a few months old, and they're still carrying, babies. And I understand it's not like it disappears overnight, but to be back in pre-pregnancy genes in a week, that's huge.
That was something. And then we had several with our grandson, with her also, when she was pregnant and her hips were hurting, she put a mini magnet in each hip pocket, and that helped so her hips didn't hurt as much. And then she also wore some power patches on her hips with tape, and that helped the hips a lot. So that was pretty neat. And then we get into, after our grandson was born, our daughter uses the Mag Boy, like when he's fussy, and she massages him with the Mag Boy, and he just seems to quiet right down. And sometimes after using the Mag Boy after feeding him, it kind of helps him to release the gas bubble, and he just seems more comfortable after that.
Wow.
And then I thought it was really unique. She took him to the doctor last week for his shots, and she massaged him with the Mag Boy right after his shots, and he seemed much more comfortable and didn't cry as much. And it was pretty neat when the doctor came in and asked what she was doing. She explained how her son seems to relax after using the Mag Boy on him. And the doctor said, well, maybe we should get some of these mangoes in our office to use. So I thought, wow. She said, well, just contact me and, you know, we'll see what we can do. Mm-hmm. And then I have one last one. Their son also sleeps much better and longer on the pet pad. He was waking up quite a bit at night and, you know, every couple of hours or so. And she put it, the pet pad in their cradle, which is the real small one that you have by the bed. Mm-hmm. And it was way too small for the cradle. But the pad just seems to cradle around him. And he sleeps longer and better because he probably feels more comfortable with the pet pad touching his arms. And our daughter also takes the pet pad and puts it in their pack and play in the living room for naps during the day. And he's sleeping much longer and better. And I thought, wow, what a blessing for new parents and babies. So I just had to share that.
Thank you, Colleen, and I think the greatest factor that just jumps out at me is whether you're, Mater in South Carolina dealing with heart conditions at the latter end, you know, the older age of life, or a newborn that doesn't know any different, doesn't know the factor of placebo, that these products work. They cross over all age barriers. And just to throw out another point that people say, well, what if somebody's pregnant? Can they use these products safely? Well, our oldest, who's 10, was conceived, carried, and given birth on all the products. And she's quite an amazing individual today. But Nikan does have a disclaimer, so just remember that in the first 3 months, that first trimester of a pregnancy, and if you have a heart condition like someone like Ron Jennings, just kind of be cautious. But actually, you know, a little common sense goes a long ways. And, just to bear that in mind. And I'll share a quick one while I'm on the subject of our daughter McKenna. She has dealt with allergies since she was about 3-4 years old, right about the time when Nikan introduced the Jade Greenzymes, and she has been on them faithfully. And every once in a while it flares up, and we had one of these a couple weeks ago where she was invited to go to a baseball game, and she was outside, and a lot of pollen going on in the area, springtime, things blossoming and blooming. And she got home, and I was gone at our weekly fire drill. And she, when I got home, she was just getting out of the shower and had the towel wrapped around her head. And my wife, Stacy, proceeded to tell me that when McKenna got dropped off from the baseball game, that her eyes were literally almost swollen shut, and she said they were itching her and bothering her, and she went right into the kitchen. And rather than grabbing the Jade Greenzymes this time, she just took and popped open an immunity, which I never even suggested this, but she's obviously seen Daddy do this enough times, popped it open and dumped it under her tongue, and then went down and took a shower. And she said, she told my wife that she just stood underneath the Nikan shower head and ran it over her face and her eyes just to get that good, you know, Pymag water flowing into her, you know, everything that was really affected. And when I saw her, literally, when I walked in the door, she'd just gotten out of the shower. I had no idea that had happened less than a half an hour earlier, because I could see no visible signs of any of the typical reactions that she does suffers with allergies. So, you know, these products, they're no respecter of persons, they're no respecter of age, they will work irregardless. So let's pop on up to Seattle, Washington, and Kathy Clark, I think it was Kathy Clark that I heard on the line, is that correct?
Yes, Vance, I'm here.
Good morning. Share away.
Well, I have a couple. I'm going to start with my husband. Before the lactoferrin came out for a few years, he had the worst case of plantar warts I had ever seen. They were just all over his feet. And he had gone to the doctor repeatedly, and they had tried everything. They had tried the freezing, the burning, they had dumped stuff on them, injections, they had done everything. And with everything they tried, they got worse. And it got to the point where it was very challenging for him to walk because they were hurting him so bad. Then these crazy things are spreading, and he ended up with on his hands. He even started to get some on his face, and this was really rather alarming, and it was real embarrassing for him too. Well, the lactoferrin came out, and of course we ordered it and started taking it faithfully. And we noticed within about 10 days some of these warts were getting smaller. We noticed them first on his hands and the ones on his face that were getting smaller. At the end of 2 weeks, 14 days, they were all gone on his face, all gone on his hands, and they were all but gone on his feet. And within a few more days, they were totally gone. Don't have a clue why, but they vanished.
And that was the only thing that he had taken differently other than what he was already using, correct?
Yeah, the only thing that was different, the only thing that was introduced.
Okay.
And he went into the doctor and showed him, and the doctor says, wow, I don't know what would do this.
There again, we just call that a coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Part of what introduced us to NECAN, I had horrible headaches, and I had them most of my life. And as I got into the corporate world, they became worse. And they were diagnosed as migraines. And I probably had probably some of the most severe reaction or symptoms with these migraines. You know, I would lose all control of bodily functions, and I tried to work with these things, and they were really hard to work with. And my doctor told me that the majority of brain aneurysms are caused from migraines, and so she wasn't giving me a very good prognosis in October 2001. In fact, she told me to just get my affairs in order. And we went to an expo in November, and I listened to Pat Terry talk about her experiences, and some of what she was talking about sure sounded like my own life. And we decided to purchase a sleep system, sight unseen. And it came. And so the end of November, I put this on the bed, and I went to bed that night with one of these headaches, and I woke up in the morning with no headache. And to this day, I have not had one of those headaches since.
And that's been how many years?
Seven.
Wow.
Almost 8 years. I went on to achieve every corporate goal that I set for myself. Saved a ton of money, earned a ton of money, all because I got rid of those headaches.
Hmm. And I remember, Kathy, you sharing once with me before, that's been a while ago, that you had calculated out what you had saved over the last few years of what you were previously spending.
Yeah. And we had awesome insurance. Sometimes I only had a $10 copay, or then it changed, went up to a $15 copay. But in 7 years, I saved $52,700 on the copays just for those nasty headaches.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of nickel diming on copays to total up to that much. But that, again, and, you know, I think what we often forget is, and I was mentioning this to someone, or my father-in-law yesterday, we were talking about it, and... because he's starting to realize that, you know, the older he gets, the more he can start taking some preventative measures, the more energy he has, he sleeps better, and all these other things, and that we forget that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And if we can experience the wellness home and you start utilizing all these different components, it really makes a huge difference. So, Kathy, thank you so much for sharing that. I want to, for the sake of time, I want to keep moving along here. And I believe I heard Jim Curry from Camas, Washington, just a little bit south of Kathy. Jim, did I hear you on the line?
You got it.
Okay, Jim, well, fire away. What are you going to share? And I know you've got a whole arsenal of testimonies from you and your family and other people that you shared with us, so enlighten us.
Well, my arsenal would be the relatives I run around with. But I like to think of these testimonies as being what we talked about last week, and that's the simplicity of the business. You sign up as a distributor, you purchase some products that look interesting, and you share that product experience. A simple product experience is I was playing golf. I noticed that my left eyelid was starting to hit my eye frame. I turned to my partners and said, is there something wrong with my eye? Well, my eye had swollen up. Some little critter had flown in and bit it. Needless to say, the eye had swollen up quite a bit. I finished the golf game. The simplicity of the business is I always carry a set of Magboys in my glove compartment. I got out the Magboys. I started spinning them. By the time I got home, which was a 30 or 40 minute drive, all the swelling was down. I still ended up with a black eye, but how fast would have the swelling gone down if it hadn't been for the power of a magnetic energy? That's it, folks.
And that, you know, and again, that's, you don't understand how powerful, and I know I've overused that word about half a dozen times already, but when you have the products on hand, when you have these, you know, 21st, 22nd, you know, century technologies available at your fingertips, and I've watched Emily the last couple days with mosquito bites just take a little bit of the CM cream and rub them on them, and she stops itching them, and, you know, it's one of those things. Yeah, I've got another one here that was sent in to me in a card, and this came a couple months ago. It was a thank you card, but and I don't even remember Jim's last name and where Jim was from, but he said, a quick story for you. I have been out of bowling leagues for 20 years, and since joined a league 6 weeks ago, the insoles give me added strength and balance, and I know that they've helped me score 258 last week, and 257 this week, out of a, you know, perfect score of 300. And in practice, less than 3 weeks ago, I had a 279, which is that's 21 points off of a perfect 300, which is 12 strikes in a row. And he said, I can truly feel the difference as I bowl when I use the insoles. And someone who's been out of bowling for 20 years, and I'm sure it's like riding a bike, you never forget it, you just get back on. However, I'm not a bowler, and I can't even imagine what that would be like, the thrill of scoring a 279 after not playing for 20 years. So thanks, Jim, for passing that on. And let's see, I've got two more that I think I heard on the call. And let's go to, is it Heather Bernard? I think I recognize that voice. Heather, are you with us?
Yes, it's me.
Okay, and Heather resides in Maryland, so go ahead, Heather, share.
Well, right now, actually, I'm in beautiful Newport News off of the James River, but, I was introduced to a gentleman over the phone, and he had just a stroke, and then he was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and from the stroke, he was unable to speak, and, from the Parkinson's, he had a hard time walking. He was shaking all the time. And then I had a chance to meet him and introduce him to the technology. And now he speaks just like you and I. And he's driving his car. He lives in Culpeper, and he comes up to my way. And I live in Maryland. And he's driving his car right now. He's down in Charlotteville at the NASCAR races, and so the products that they've sent over time has given him his life back, And so I thought that was amazing. And then he told me he introduced the products to his brother, who has his, the brother's wife's dad has Lou Gehrig's disease. And this past Friday, they live up in West Palm Beach. This past Friday, he drove down to his doctor, or was driven down to his doctor in Miami, and his doctor told him that his Lou Gehrig's was in remission. And that, that just thrilled me to know, and to know that, you know, I've never heard that before. But the only thing different that he's been doing in his life is that is the introduction of NECAM technology products for him.
Now,
so
Heather,
so
and as it's always happened in the past, people will hear that story and say, oh, my goodness, Lou Gehrig's disease, stroke, Parkinson's, what did they do? And you just answered that question by saying they introduced NECAM to their lifestyle. They added the wellness home, and whether it was all of the wellness home components or the nutritionals or the environmental products, we have to start with something. And I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, someone may say, well, I don't know if I can afford all that. Well, what do you have to lose?
Exactly. I mean, I've seen so many things in my own family. I'm here visiting some new friends, and this young lady had a torn meniscus in her knee, and it was on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being horrible, 1 being great. It was at an 8 yesterday, and this morning it's a 2.
Wow.
And so, you know, it just keeps going and passing it forward. I just love this. I just love what I do. I have so much fun.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of emotion in your voice that I can hear. Well, we thank you, Heather, again. And we have time for one more. And I think Molly Chang is with us from Columbus, Ohio. Or it is Columbus, right? Or is it Dayton? I forget. Okay, well, maybe Molly's not with us. So, well, we'll wrap it up with that. And I want to remind everybody that, as I said at the beginning of the call, that...
Excuse me, my line was unmuted.
There we go. So, Molly, you've got a couple minutes here. Share away. What's your story that you want to pass
on?
Yeah,
okay. I think I will tell the latest one. It was a visit to PalmMac. One Friday, I sat for 3 hours in front of a computer on a high stool, and after that, I was stiff in my lower back, and I said, oh, no problem, I just put a back flex on and carry on like I did after a yard work, but it didn't get any better from being stiffness and painful, and soon I found I could not walk if I take the regular stride or walk in the regular gait. Well, my bladder played trick on me. I was incontinent. And then pretty soon I found I couldn't climb up and down the bed. And again, my bladder open and flat out. And wow, that was another sign of getting old. I said, well, what am I going to do? Was it painful? And I'm abnormal. But anyway, Saturday, the next morning, I went to a cookout. It was from my vegan friend. And the hostess saw me the way I was and what happened. And when I was leaving, I left not long after I got there. He said, go home and spin the ball, the magnetic ball, the tarmac. You will have it. That was new at that point. And I said, of course I have it. Okay. So he helped me to go up to the car. My husband came and fetched me. I couldn't even lift my feet to get into the car. Okay. So from Saturday afternoon, about 4 o'clock, I lie down on the couch and watch the palm mag get between me and the couch. And Well, I had guests to come in that weekend, and so I was between the kitchen cooking and the couch. The next morning, Sunday, when everybody wanted to go to the Air Force Museum, that's a big one here, and I said I wanted to go too, so I went with them and fortified myself with all the sanitary pads. Anyway, I was able to climb the IMAX theater, even though it was solo, but it was no pain and no accident. I was so grateful. I was not getting old before my time.
So, Molly, we know that you'll never get old because it's just a fact of life. But, you know, that's part of the beauty, too, is that when you start to experience different things that life, you know, our bodies aren't as young as they were when we were teenagers, that we can utilize things like a PowerMax to increase the natural activity of the body, whether you want to call it circulation, whether you want to call it whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. But
the healing process.
Yeah, the products work. And, you know, as I said at the beginning of the call, we seem to have a lot of coincidences, and we've had, you know, 10 great stories just from different people, including, you know, both my daughters, as I shared. But just remember that when sharing these stories with other people and sharing Nikan with other people, most of the time, it's kind of like church skeptics, that majority of the time, it's 80% relationship and 20% persuasive evidence. And what I mean by that is, most of the time, just a simple story and building in with a relationship of somebody that we've already got a common ground with, or as we're just in a conversation, that usually is the thing that'll push somebody over the edge. They don't necessarily need to see the double-blind study on how great biaxial, you know, magnetic technology will be on someone's legs like Molly's. I mean, they don't care about that. And they don't care about how many, you know, studies have been done at some leading university. You know, that's irrelevant. But when we have the opportunity to share a powerful story and invite people to join us, they'll do that if it's shared when the relationship is built. So I want to thank everybody. The list is too long to name them all, but for joining the call here. Great stories. Appreciate it. I know you've been a big blessing to those of us who are listening live. And if you are listening live and you want to have a copy of this, you can simply go to www.growingandwellness.com. Again, that's www, and it's three words together, growingandwellness.com. And Brad and Beth Huddleston are great to record these for us and make these available. And if you're listening to it via the CD and you want to join us live every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the number is simply 319-279-1000, and the code to listen in is 62862#. So thanks again, everybody. And I appreciate it. We look forward to having you next week with us. We have a special live guest. But until then, this is Vance Rogers, your host, signing off once again from Saturday AM Live. So have a great weekend, everybody.